Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about problems. I don't know how I'm going to title the show, but it's rooted in, like, what do you do with problems? Here's the next level to how to approach the idea of problems. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, so you can go through life and you're going to experience things that are not a match to what you want, right? And we know that that is rooted in the universal law of polarity. Contrast helps us get clear about our desires. Abraham Hicks says it all the time. And so what do you do when you're facing a problem? And particularly, and this is an area I work very closely with people around, is when it's a chronic problem. Like, you think it's going to get better and it doesn't. So, right, you know, that means that something within you on a fundamental level has to shift to overcome it. So here's a way to look at a problem, particularly chronic problems. It can be anything. What if it's not a problem? What if it's an opportunity to align with your truest desire? And using the law, universal law of polarity, this contrast keeps showing up and keeps showing up and keeps showing up because it's an opportunity for you to turn towards the God-likeness within you. Our desires are put in our heart, they're put in our life, put in our consciousness. We're available to them because it's aligned with what God wants us to do, right? And so what if this thing keeps showing up, keeps showing up, keeps showing up because you are denying yourself your truest desire? And you'll know because in the process of working to overcome the problem, are you feeling bad about yourself, or are you starting to feel excited and open and expansive? So if you're starting to feel bad, and we're just using that as a sign, it's not a reflection of you, it doesn't mean anything bad's going to happen, it's just a sign for you to step back and say, hey, what's going on here? So if you're stepping back and you realize, I'll share what I've noticed, is that when I'm faced with a chronic problem or a problem in general, I can definitely approach it from the perspective of, oh my God, the sky is falling. What's going on with the world? Right? I can totally do that. Totally 100%. But lately, I've been realizing that's a waste of energy, and I'd rather use that energy towards building the life of my dreams. And yeah, that may be how I'm feeling for a moment, but most important, what's most exciting to me is overcoming. And so what if I just decided I've already overcome and I just returned to focusing on my truest desire? What I have found is it usually means I'm denying myself some reality that I truly want to experience. I'm giving into ideas, perceptions, long-standing belief systems that exist in our culture, in my family, even among my social circle, of the way life is supposed to be, and I'm chasing this thing. Okay, so we've got even more signs there. I just used the word chasing, and I'm chasing healing this problem, in quote. It's definitely in quotes because it's not a heal, because it keeps repeating, and I don't feel good about it. I've found that, I don't even really want this desire. And so I want to encourage you, maybe that'll take the pressure off. And I know some of you might be, but Amy, this is a real thing. Like, this is real. And I get it. Some of my chronic problems are things that are very real, that feel very important, that feel life altering if it doesn't resolve, right? So I understand 100%. But just let's, for a moment, take the approach of, what if it's not a problem? And what if it's helping me get clear about what I really, really, really want? And when I align with what I really, really, really want, and I give myself permission to have what I really, really, really want, then I open the door to spirit to help me. Because then I'm aligning with spirit. The desires of my heart are of God. So then I align with spirit. When I'm chasing something I don't want, okay, again, there's the word chasing again. These are all signs. I'm saying this to you because this is the way I want you to pay attention to things as you think about them. So then I'm chasing something that God can't even really help me on because I don't really want it. Right? So what if we used our energy in different ways? And what if we decided, this isn't really a problem. This is a sign. And it's probably a sign that I am pursuing something that's not in alignment with my heart. And so let me take a step back and say, what do I really, really want? What would excite me in this area? And Abraham Hicks says, go general. And I didn't understand it until right now. Spirit showed me how to do it as I'm talking to you on this podcast. They're like, okay, so let's say it's you're struggling to pay a bill in your life. Maybe you're constantly struggling to pay your mortgage. Okay, that's a wonderful time to step back and say, do I really want this house? Do I really want this neighborhood? Do I really want the payment to be structured in this way? Do I really want, just keep going and keep going and keep going? And ask yourself, just, if this is not a problem, this is just a sign to help me get clear about what I really want. What do I really want? And it can be very easy to say, I just really want this problem to go away. Yeah, that doesn't kind of work, right? Because it's not a problem. Right? So be mature in this, you know, and when I say mature, be spiritually mature and say, this is probably a sign. And this is an opportunity to work from the place of what I really, really want, instead of getting caught up in being what I think others need me to be, a preconceived idea of what I thought I need to be. What if this is a time to really align with the God power within me so that my life can suddenly get easier? What if I've bought into the belief that life has to be a struggle? Life has to be hard. Someone's holding me back. What if this is an opportunity to fully and completely let go of those beliefs? All right, my friends. What if there is no problem? Play with it. Have some fun. Journal on it. This isn't meant to be uncomfortable, but it will be. This isn't meant to make you feel wrong, but you might feel a little shame, guilt. Just let that move through you. Just let it move through you. It'll be temporary. I know I was doing a releasing exercise last night, and I was like, oh, why do I feel this way? I'm like, oh, I'm bringing this stuff up so I can look at it. Of course I'm going to feel a reaction to it, but then it passes. And so this is just an opportunity to release what is no longer working so you can focus on the things that really matter so that life can start to work. All right, my loves, take care of yourself. If you are looking for a coach, I am intuitive and a coach, and I help people do really extraordinary things. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. And you can do this. Just start shifting your sense of what is possible for you. Seeing yourself as powerful. Seeing yourself as good. You started as good. Sometimes when we're facing problems, particularly chronic problems, we start to believe, oh, I'm bad and I just have to get good. If I can heal this, then I can get good. No, you're already good. So if you're already good, align everything in your life with being good. And then ask yourself, is what's going on with that problem making you feel good, right? Is there an aspect of it that can be shifted in your consciousness so that you can be open and receptive to greater levels of heavenly support? Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening to this program. If you enjoy it, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week. Goodbye.